guys, Matt Donald here. I can't find the microphone. It's behind the couch somewhere. And I need to get this episode out. So I'm recording it from this distant place. Where could it be? It's 20,000 leagues under the couch at this point. I have no idea. But the show must go on! If you want more professional content like this, then you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. This month we're talking about the Speculative Evolutionary Dinosaur Project, or something like that. It's called SPEC for short. It's a website that details a speculative evolution of dinosaurs, about what would happen if they didn't go extinct, what would they evolve, what would they turn into, all the crazy designs. It's great! We talk about it. Link's in the description before you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a good day. Now I'm off to find my mic! I'm so professional!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast as bodacious as the Cretaceous.
Oh boy.
My name's Matthew Dahl, and each week I rotate here as a guest co-host, talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by someone who just told me that they're going to put a spirit of this dinosaur in their next book.
Possibly.
Possibly.
We'll see.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know, we'll see. No spoilers. It's Stephen Curro. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I am quite well. We're talking about a good one. We're talking about a good one today.
Oh, it's
pretty good. Before we get into it, we got to ask the dinosaur-related question. So what's the dinosaur-related question? What's the question?
Oh, you want me to ask the question this time?
Yeah.
If you could take an attribute from a dinosaur, infuse it into your DNA, what would it be?
Oh, that's right. We did talk about this, and I remember what I said was the smell of T-Rex.
Right.
Because, I don't know, I'm not athletic enough to want to be stronger or clawier or bitier or like...
I mean, biggest olfactory system in the animal kingdom. So.
Yeah. I mean, we are in Greeley currently, and that may make this kind of unbearable.
They've got the best here.
But it does mean... not so much in terms of smell. I want... A bigger smell usually means stronger taste, too. Oh. I could really savor a good cheesecake.
So that would really enhance your culinary experience.
Oh, God,
overall.
It'd be so good.
There you go.
I would become a food critic. Maybe not a food critic, because it wouldn't be fair for me to dictate what other people would think would taste good. But I would just enjoy every meal. I would just,
Perfect.
How about you? Yes.
I would want the ability to sprout micro raptor wings so I could fly.
Okay. So, cool.
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's just...
It's a weird animal with four wings.
It could fly. I was like, sometimes we go back and forth whether it could fly or just glide. I think it could fly.
Even if it was only gliding, I could jump really high and then glide, and it would be fun.
I almost imagine like an action sequence in my head. You know, remember in the last Hobbit movie, there was that scene that everyone made fun of where Legolas is hopping from stone to stone as...
People made fun of that?
People thought it was silly, I guess.
I didn't think it was silly.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think it was silly either, because it was part of the elves. Like, the whole point of the elves is that they were light-footed. Like, there's that one part, Fellowship of the Ring, where he was walking atop the snow. Everyone was trudging through it.
He's not a human in his fantasy.
But I feel like, what if you had something like that, but you had, like, a raptor? Not necessarily one that flies, but, like, one like Deinonychus or whatever, that, like, as it starts falling, it just starts, like, as it goes from... Like flapping its wings, kind of trying to give it just enough lift,
just enough lift to get
up the couple.
You know, that would be cool.
I mean, I can't use that because that's stolen right.
Really
from
helpful with parkour.
Yeah, why not? I don't know. That could be cool. Just have a dinosaur really good with parkour because it can't fly, but it can glide. So the Prince of Persia of dinosaurs.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and speaking of princes, we're talking about a king. That was a pretty good segue, I think. We're talking about the king of the lizard eaters. That's what Saurophaganax means. We're talking about Saurophaganax, king of the lizard eaters. Type is an Allosaur theropod. A clade of theropod dinosaurs that include the Allosaurids, as you think, but then the Metriacanthosaurids, like my boy Sinoraptor, and the Carcharodontosaurids, and then Neovenatorids.
Neovenatorids. I don't know if I know that one.
You know Neovenator? That's the only Neovenator I know.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other Neo. There's some other ones. Where are my Neovenators? A Carcharodontosaurus theropod dinosaur. Well, I don't know. Crap. hold on. It's a family Neovenator. Here we go. So I'm right. Here we go. What else we got that's Neovenator? Oh, yeah. The Megaraptorids are in that family.
Oh, okay.
Deltadromius. So.
That one I know. Deltadromius.
Yeah. So, but of course, Megaraptorids, they've been going all over the place, though, because we don't really... It's just weird. The whole family tree is just...
It's more like a family spaghetti pile.
Is this one really called Gulacho?
Gulacho.
It does sound Argentinian.
Gulicho.
Gulicho? Gulicho. It lives in what's now Patagonia, yep. God, Argentina has so many different... You could stub your toe anywhere in Argentina. It's probably a dinosaur bone.
It's a dinosaur stronghold. Honestly.
Sort of like Alberta, Canada. Anyways. Watches Galaccio is the next episode. Seems like a garnish. I'll have Galaccio on my eggs, please. Anyways, size, Sword Falcon Heads. It's 36 to 42 feet, mm-hmm. / 12.5 meters long, 4 to 7 tons. So this is T-Rex size, if not slightly exceeding it.
This is why Saurophaganax is my favorite dinosaur, because we have a very large theropod, but in the Jurassic
isn't that cool?
They usually aren't there.
No, I know, and I talk about that later. So yeah, diet carnivore, time late Jurassic, as I said, 152, 151 million years ago. Location, Oklahoma, and possibly New Mexico as well. I didn't realize the Morris information stretched all the way down there, but there you go.
It's actually the state fossil of Oklahoma.
It is, and it's in the Sam Noble Museum, a museum that my parents have donated a lot of money to because it's part of sponsored by OU, Oklahoma University, where they both went to college. And because of that, briefly, I don't think it's still there, they sold Megazoic books in that gift shop.
Oh, that's yeah. So cool.
So the Megazoic gift shop, like the gift shop there where they sell Megazoic, has a Saurophaganax skeleton, so it's pretty cool. There's a little elevator. We can go up and just see the top of the... I think it's an Apatosaurus head. Like, that's like, the display has the Apatosaurus and the Saurophaganax behind it, chasing it. So,
this is Oklahoma City?
This is Norman, Oklahoma. So, it's close to Oklahoma City.
Oh, Norman. Okay.
Yeah.
I went to a really cool museum in Oklahoma City once, but it was not that one.
It's not the Sam Noble Museum. No. Ah, shame. But yeah, no, the Saurophaganax would be in the Sam Noble Museum. It was described in 1995. Although initially it was described in 1941 as just Saurophagus until paleontologists realized the name was preoccupied by the living flycatcher lizard. Whoops.
Laylops all over again.
But look, you know, Google wasn't a thing back in the day. Yeah. You had to read stuff by books.
Easier to get mixed up.
They had to learn stuff by like going to the library. Ugh. I'm just kidding. I love the library. But it's just so much easier to Google stuff. But the library, no, support your libraries, kids.
No, seriously.
So pop culture appearances that lovingly ripped off from Pokemon anime Dinosaur King, the documentary Planet Dinosaur, the game Prehistoric Kingdom, and the webcomic Morrison by Wyatt Andrews.
Oh, a webcomic about Morrison. Interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. When it comes to theropod dinosaurs close to or even exceeding the size of T-Rex, this is one thing I mentioned, there's one thing they all tend to have in common. They're from the Cretaceous. Whether it be Spinosaurus, Giganotosaurus, Carcharodontosaurus, Meraxes, Mapusaurus, or Tarbosaurus, all these super massive predators reached their peak in the peak of dinosaur times, which makes sense since evolution needed a bit to catch up and truly produce some awesome predators. But wait, what about one earlier? Like, what, roughly 60 million years earlier than the earliest of these other ones?
Yeah, he's just like, he was an early bloomer.
Yeah, exactly. We got one that reached its maximum bigification, that's a technical term, all the way back in the late Jurassic. And it's one Saurophaganax, which is also considered one of the coolest sounding dinosaur names. It sounds Roman, so it makes me think of Phalanx. Phalanx?
Saurophaganax.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Lord. I don't like that there's a slur in the middle of it, though, but it's PH, and also, say it quickly, and also, to be fair, that's also a nickname for the end of a cigarette, so...
I mean, maybe it's just in the way you're pronouncing it.
Saurophaganax.
Saurophaganax?
Saurophaganax. Well, it's like it's the same terminology that sarcophagus comes from. So Saurophaganax. Saurophaganax. Saurophaganax.
It's a weird name.
Saurophaganax sounds weird, but it does kind of roll off the tongue, and it gets rid of the that in the middle.
Saurophaganax.
Saurophaganax. You know what I mean, guys. Oh, man. The largest Jurassic predator that we know of, Saurophaganax, is basically Allosaurus, but supersized. Points that some paleontologists have suggested it's actually a separate species of Allosaurus called Allosaurus maximus. And when people depict Allosaurus as only slightly smaller than T-Rex, as in Walking with Dinosaurs, that's usually the estimates of Saurophaganax they're talking about. Because Allosaurus actually was only like 30 feet long. Like, not 40 feet. Like,
it was big. It was not that big.
However, more recent cladistic evidence has seemed to conclude that Saurophaganax is different enough to be its own genus. So, yay!
Yes!
Jack Horner can't take this one away from us. It actually wasn't him that suggested it this time. But I like to think it was one of his cronies.
I could see him doing that, though.
Three episodes in, 3 for 3, Jack Horner. The fact that this creature was so big makes sense. Let's take a look at the menu that the late Jurassic North America had to offer. Apatosaurus, Brontosaurus, Barosaurus, Diplodocus, Supersaurus, Amphicelius, Camarasaurus, Brachiosaurus, the list goes on.
I mean, even Stegosaurus was a big animal.
Yeah, and these are just the long necks. Yeah, the Stegosaurus, right. Yeah. Camptosaurus wasn't huge, but it was still like the size of a small bus, like, and it was an iguanodonted, so it wouldn't be able to fin itself quite as well as Stegosaurus. So all those giant long-necked dinosaurs, though, God, someone's got to do something about them, or they'll take over the Earth. That's why Saurophaganax did its thing, but also wasn't alone in the herbivore munching duty. As accompanying it in the roster of Morrison Formation predators was the aforementioned Allosaurus, but also Ceratosaurus and Torvosaurus, the latter of which always seems to get left out of the conversation for some reason.
Yeah, he's an outlier. Like,
but here's the thing: he's not related to the others. He's a megalosaur.
Wasn't Torvosaur East Coast? East Coast?
I think so, but yeah, it was a megalosaur though, which is pretty cool. So it's like it's not an allosaur like the other ones. It's more closely related to the ancestors of the Spinosaurids.
That's pretty fun.
So that's pretty cool. But as well as munching on herbivorous dinosaurs, these predators also seem to have munched a bit on each other, because we have found bite marks on allosaurs as well as the nodosaurid Mimoropelta that have left striations that, when measured to determine dental width, produce teeth and body size extrapolations greater than any known species of allosaurus.
Interesting.
Which means they could only come from Saurophaganax.
Of course.
So, so like the fact that these things bit Allosaurus, like that's conclusive proof these two lived alongside each other.
That's what happens in Planet Dinosaur. They depict.
Yeah.
This Allosaurus gets himself a nice Stegosaurus steak. Oh, wait, here comes Saurophaganax to steal it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's like how there's like a leopard and then a lion in the same place. You know,
right,
it's like.
Right. I'm sure they did that plenty of times.
It's like, again, like one's a super predator, one's a predator of slightly less super things. Poor Allosaurus gets overshadowed by T-Rex in the media, but even in its time and place, it's still not the biggest. It really is the other lizard, isn't it? speaking of Allosaurus, since it's always depicted as red, per unwritten law of paleo art, I like to imagine Saurophaganax was purple.
Purple?
Because that it's more powerful. Sort of like how the Giganotosaurus is in... in Dinotopia.
Purple is a royal color.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
So that's kingly, whatever. It's like purple with like a yellow or orange brow crest.
In Planet Dinosaur, he was mostly black with a little red.
Oh, that's also cool.
Which is pretty cool.
I imagine like in, maybe it's because I'm thinking of Thanos, but good. But in my Megazork books, in which Saurophaganax is pretty prevalent in the last book, I imagined them as deep purple. But like with golden armor, again, Thanos, I guess. But
that is a very Thanos.
But it's a
Thanos,
dinosaur. So.
Thanos-askian look.
Or maybe Imperathon was that way, but Arctanon might have had silver armor because he was not as big of a... He wasn't the lord yet. So. But yeah, so I imagine them as purple. So. I probably should have said that in the book. I never did.
How dare you?
I didn't really say anyone's color too much. It took me a long time to figure out what color Cortan is. I still haven't quite figured it out. I imagine he's almost now like kind of bluish, like blue from Velo.
I pictured him blue as
Yeah, like kind of silvery blue, like a monitor lizard. But yeah, so that's pretty much Saurophaganax. All hail the king of the lizard eaters.
Hail.
So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty scary. Not quite as scary as Giganotosaurus for some reason. Not Giganotosaurus, sorry. Gigantoraptor. Not quite as scary as Gigantoraptor for some reason.
Yeah, again, Gigantoraptor is just very disturbing to look at. At least Saurophaganax is a...
I would be terrified still, but not quite as, like, WTF terrified.
Right.
Not quite as baffled.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it.
Because I feel like I would be so baffled at Gigantoraptor that would give it enough time to get to me and just... But Saurophaganax, I would know to run.
Right, exactly. Instantly, there's no confusion. You just run.
So why is this your favorite dinosaur? Like, I mean, where'd you first learn of it, I guess, maybe?
I first learned of it from Planet Dinosaur, actually. Yeah,
cool.
Back when I was working at Dinosaur Ridge in the Discovery Center.
There's no Saurophaganax there, right? It's just Allosaurus, I think.
Yeah, like we don't have any actual bones there, but we played Planet Dinosaur on a loop in the little museum.
Oh, that's cool.
So when it was slow, I'd be watching, and then I saw Saurophaganax, and I was like, wait, there's something bigger than Allosaurus in the Jurassic Park. What?
Yep.
My mind is blown. I got really excited. So
it is pretty cool that it's like bigger than T-Rex, but in the Jurassic, yeah, it's like, well, yeah,
I did research and I read that its size makes it on par with carnivores like T-Rex.
You know, it's funny, there does seem to be a clear maximum. I mean, obviously there would be anyways, but like there's so many different theropods that have their super-sized for like species representatives, and they're all about the same size, like about 20 feet tall, 40 feet long. Just,
that does appear to be how big physically.
Like you got Giganosaurus, Tyrannosaurus, Spinosaurus. Well, Spinosaurus is a lot longer, but was more lightly built. But yeah,
there's always the chance to find something bigger. But it you know, consistently so far that is the pattern.
I mean, like it's about 40-ish feet long, 45 maybe if they got big enough. But no, just the name just inspires such like importance to me, and like that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted them to be the champion rather than just Allosaurus. Like the main champion was the Saurophaganax and the Megazoic and Era's End.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it's one of the few dinosaurs that Zul'Garin specifically does not save. Remember that? Like, because like he's like, I don't like Saurophaganax. They defeated me. I'll save the other ones, I guess. But
he was a jerk.
he was a jerk. But then in a real twist of irony, the two species he didn't save were the two spoiler alert for my book. They're the two champions that survive. Uh-huh. So, and that was on purpose because I'm a good writer. Anyways, it was on purpose. It'd make it sound like it wasn't on purpose. It was on purpose. But still. Anyways, let's rate Saurophaganax 65 million. 65 million, exactly. Maybe 66 million, honestly.
It is my favorite, so I kind of have to give it 65 million.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, break the rating scale if you want. I don't care.
I mean, the only thing, I mean, so we kind of talked about this. Saurophaganax, if like that one syllable could sound offensive to some people.
Yeah.
That does make me, unfortunately, uncomfortable.
Saurophaganax.
Saurophaganax. I don't know. Find another
phalanges.
That's why I just call it a Nax for short.
Yeah, just Nax. Sauronax.
It's an Sauronax.
Okay. It's better than Saurophagus. That was what it was early. That was like, that was. Saurophagus. Well, if it's sarcophagus, it'd be Saurophagus.
Saurophagus.
So Saurophaganax. Saurophaganax.
Nax is. What is Nax Latin? Latinly?
That's the king part.
So Saurophaganax would just be lizard king.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, there you go.
Yeah, because like phagus means eater. Like sarcophagus means meat eater actually.
So that's where it comes from. Okay.
Also, it's the species name of Albertosaurus. Albertosaurus sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus.
So yeah. Nax, that's the thing to do it.
The Nax.
Yep.
They're just going to start calling
apostrophe N-A-X.
Yeah, perfect. Until they rename it.
Or Soro apostrophe or Nax.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at MattZ@MatthewDonCreator.com. For any general questions to me or any of the co-hosts, you can find me on social media at MatthewDonCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDon64, everywhere else. So Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Mastodon, whenever I get around to it. And where can they find you, Stephen?
You can find me at StephenCCurro.com, StephenCCurro.com.
Yes.
I am a writer in my spare time, and you can find all my shenanigans involving my novelette, poetry, and short stories and other stuff.
Yes.
And occasionally I dapple on Facebook.
Yes. I mean, occasionally just dapple on. I occasionally see you like some stuff. Like occasionally see others. Mm. Yeah.
When I have to announce something that I published or something like
that. Yeah, that's true. Yep, exactly. Also, like I've said many times in this episode, I have a book series on Amazon, Megazook, available for print and Kindle. You bet your ass there's a Saurophaganax in it. Like, later on, especially. It's also meant to be kind of mysterious, too, what they are. Because like I said, like, Zul'Garin didn't save them. So when you see the statues of the champions,
it's like, what is
you
that?
See, like, I see those other ones. What are these two?
Is that an Allosaurus? No way. What is
it? It's huge, yeah. But then it's like, what is this, Amphicelius?
And I do have a fantasy dinosaur series eventually that will be published. And yes, I include Saurophaganax.
And then they are the Naxes. But you did that for a lot of the other ones, too. Like, you had the Rexes. What else did you have?
The Rex. T-Rex is a Rano.
Rano's, that's right, yes.
Ceratosaurus is Ratto.
And then the Nax.
Any pterosaur is Fingerwing.
That's true. Did you catch that one joke in Teslanauts, which is my other non-dinosaur-related book series, where there was that restaurant that was in France? Like, Le Fouet Lisiada had only got one star.
I didn't catch that.
Snarly pterosaur.
That's funny. It survived.
It did. It survived all the way to Paris and got a one-star review, as it would. So yeah.
But hey, they deliver late.
Yeah, they do deliver late. Hold on. Yep. All right, that's it for this week. As at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, all hail the king of the lizard eaters. It's purple. I swear it's purple. All right. Anyway.